All right, Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We were out at Rock Ridge High School for Monday Night Football. How weird is it to say that? And the Rockets picked up a 60-25 win over Riverdale, and Nate Henry caught a touchdown pass in the game. But before the game, we learned that he receives first-team All-State honors from the Illinois Basketball Coaches Association. Now, this has been a weird year because I remember I was broadcasting the Newman-Rock Ridge basketball game, and that was like the first official day of like football practice. So can you just kind of tell us kind of how strange this school year has been, you know, playing basketball, playing football, and all this overlap? But this is some nice recognition, that's for sure.
It's been, you know, very odd. You go to the basketball practice, and then right after that, you have to go for football practice for 30, 40 minutes. And it's just been a bunch of back and forth with sports, but I'm glad we're being able to play at all.
Yeah, and it's nice to get the recognition from who you got it from, because I know you got cheated out of a junior year. You got to play only 9 basketball games.
Yeah.
And but that to me says the people around the state knew that this kid can play and deserve that recognition. So you get cheated out of the season, you get only 9 games. But what does it mean to kind of get an honor like this?
I mean, I think it's pretty cool. And then, like you said, people understood who I was and what I can be later on. And I'm just glad to be able to be on that team, the first team.
Yeah. And then what has the adjustment been like from basketball to football? Does it now, you know, you've played, after we talked to you tonight, this is the 4th football game of the season. Does it, I don't know, is it fair to say, does it kind of feel like a normal athletic year now where you've got some basketball, you've got some football?
For basketball, it felt really weird, you know, only playing 9 games. But for football, it seems, I mean, it's felt pretty normal. Unfortunately, I only have 6 games, but it's been long. It's felt long, and it's been fun to play.
Yeah, and then, you know, when you talk about kind of what was happening with the basketball team when the season ended, you know, you play only 9 games, but you see the promise. And I think there's the similarities with the football team here, that you've played 4 games but only going to play 6. But, you know, the results have been pretty good. So how bummed are you that you don't get kind of the do-or-die situation of a postseason in basketball and then in football?
It's very upsetting, because I felt both basketball and football, we both would have had a shot to go deep in the playoffs. And it's probably the best 2 teams I've been on for my entire high school career. Unfortunately, it's going to be cut short and no playoffs.
Yeah, and that is a bummer. And I want you to talk about one of your basketball teammates and one of your football teammates, all right? And Jensen Whiteman got special mention IBCA All-State, which is impressive. But then he decided to come out and play football his senior year. And he's had an impact in this sport. I think kind of, if they have a traditional year, I'm like, that dude probably may be an all-conference football player, too. What do you have to say about him as a basketball teammate that has graduated? You know, he got IBCA special mention. And then as a football teammate, his senior year, your junior year, out there playing with you.
Jensen is a great player on the court and on the field. And I'm glad he was able to get special mentions for first team. And on the field, I'm glad he's manned up and started to play, because he's really great out there, and that's the truth.
All right, so tell us then how you approach the rest of the school year, trying to make basketball work with AAU, trying to make this 2 weeks of football work, and just, you know, trying to put some continuity together, I guess, working in the off season for, you know, the sport of basketball, which is pretty important to you.
I mean, the schedule's going to be full, but I mean, I'm really going to have to bust my butt for the next, you know, over the summer. Because it's going to be back and forth between sports, but I'll be able to do it.
So I was going to ask you then just a few words about football here, 4-0, and today a lot of offense. We're doing Monday Night Football, and the Lock kids set us individual records, scored 6 touchdowns. Just a little bit about your impression of this football season.
It's been good. I mean, we have a great group of guys. You know, Peyton Locke, he's amazing. I believe he should be All-State this year as a sophomore, and that's very impressive. Front line, strong, good. They're all great. I mean, everyone on the team, I think, great and works together. And I think it's shown why we're 4-0 right now.
So, you know, growing up in this basketball program, and you see other guys that have been first team IBCA, you know, you can talk about who they are. Does it feel extra special when you say, well, yeah, I remember the one kid that played at Wisconsin, Ethan Happ, he was first team all IBCA, Gendry Whiteman, Brian Heath. You know, you're in some Carson Franks, so that's pretty neat company, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the same thing with that McComb MVP. I mean, it's awesome to be with those group of guys and be in the same category as them, because they were just big heroes when I was a kid watching them all play, and it's awesome to be part of that.
Amen, and you fit right in with them. Nate Henry, first team IBCA All-State, joining us on WRMJ.